It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's rambling, roving, roaming, adventurous reporter. Ruth, what's going on out there?
Graduations are out there, or they were this past week. That's where we were. Spent a lot of time there at the various, all six elementary schools, of course, and the high school. The high school was, as always, impressive as we wave on another group of kids and put them out into the world. This year, there were 80 graduates, and as Principal Ian Strever made note, Abraham Lincoln is really a distinguished part of the school. His big statue welcomes people to the front entrance, and this is the it's been 4 score and 7 years ago since the first graduation at Housatonic. So thought that was kind of a nice segue into the ceremony. It was held outdoors, no tent. There had been a tent a few years ago. Some classes decided to have them under the tent, but they went back to the old fashioned under the sky on the oval. And so it was a beautiful evening, and I'm always so impressed with the speeches that the kids give, and it was as usual. Well, Mike, you've been there.
Well, actually, yeah, 50 years ago when I graduated, we were under the sky too, so.
They usually did it, and then, as I say, a couple of classes ago decided to put the tent up, and then last year's class said, we want to be out. So
Yeah, so much nicer that way. It's
Oh, it was beautiful.
I know you're always risking the weather and everything, but still, it's that's a beautiful area down there, and it tends not to get overly heated even down in that bowl, if you will. So, but you're always making the gamble with the weather, but I'm glad they
Yeah,
did
it
though.
did start. It got a little cloudy, and there were like three raindrops, and they started to, and then it cleared up. So, as I said, the speeches were really incredible. This valedictorian, the salutatorian, the class president, the essayist. I'm blown away by the talent of these young people.
Did they have a guest speaker in?
The guest speaker was the English teacher Lori Bucko, who's a very popular person at the high school, and the Community Award of Merit went to Judy Moore. Judy was a teacher for 40 years at the school, and she was honored, which was very nice. And then, of course, they give out the Sportsmanship and Citizenship Awards, and it was, as always, as I say, just and as you can imagine, the lawn was packed. People really come out for that. It's no matter even if you have people in the class or not, so many people just come. It's a tradition. So that was Friday night. Earlier in the week, I went to the Sharon Center School graduation, where three young men graduated. So
All male class, this
all
year.
male, all three of them, and
And
it was
where did they have theirs at, in or out?
inside in the gymnasium. And the they made it just as joyful and ceremonial as if there were 20 kids in the class, even though there were only three, and the room was decorated in red and white, and again the crowd was very cheering, and it's just interesting. I mean, to see these small classes, and here we go again, our discussion. I understand there were two kids who graduated from Kellogg. There were about 20 here in Kent. I'm not sure of the numbers elsewhere. But they're starting this discussion about the future. The superintendent of schools, Melanie Brady Shanley, and business manager Sam Herrick are going to be, well, they went around to all the school boards this month and asked if they wanted to participate in this proposal to look at, I don't know if I want to use the word consolidation, but reorganization of schools. And all seven boards, all six boards, no, it wouldn't be the high school, it's six boards, or maybe six or seven, I'm not sure if the high school, but they all agreed that they do want to participate and look. So there's going to be a year-long study starting in September and planning to have a recommendation by June of next year.
Now, is this study being done by local folks, committees comprised of people in the communities, or are they hiring a consultant?
No, from what I gather, the superintendent and the business manager are going to be conducting it and just seeking out information from all the boards and other people in the community. I did not hear anything about a consultant, so we'll.
That's good. I'm kind of glad on that. Consultants cost a lot of money, and we know, unfortunately, the consolidation idea, each time it's brought up in small towns, it's a hard sell.
Yeah,
And I
well,
think you
it's
do
never.
better. I think you do better if you have local people working on it than bringing in somebody from outside. So
Yeah,
I'm hoping they
especially.
have like forums and discussions about it.
Right.
It's all in that approach, because you
I
have
would
to.
think so. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to approach it from the idea that, it always has been, and I think it will continue to be an idea that people really don't want to have happen, even though they know deep down inside it should. And, it's hard to give up your little local school.
Well,
Yeah,
that's the issue.
this
Yeah.
sounds like this approach sounds like a good first step. Get some information, find out what people think.
Yeah, I mean, we've been down this road many times before, but I think things are a little different now because enrollment is so low and costs are so high. I think Sharon is the highest per pupil cost in the state at $45,000. So, I mean, that's we people have to consider that when they're discussing this whole thing, versus, as you say, keeping your independent schools, which bring in new folks and people want their schools keep their town identity. So it'll be interesting to follow up on that all year and see what happens.
Let's wish him luck.
There was the annual Chore Service Garden Party for the first time held here in Kent Saturday night. Beautiful property up on the top of Skiff Mountain. For those who don't know, Chore is an organization that provides, well, its goal is to keep people independent and in their homes, seniors and disabled. And it was started. This local chapter here was started by Ella Clark, who was the social service director in Sharon for years and years, and she did an amazing job. It was first covered seven towns, this region one, six towns in Norfolk. And a couple of years ago, it combined with the Litchfield Group. And so there are more towns in it, but they provide the same services. So you have people using the service, they pay based on what they can afford. And then you're giving employment to local people because they come in and do the chores, such as running errands or little gardening here and there, little light housekeeping. Jane McLaren, the director, spoke at the meeting, at the event, and explained that they now have they're up 18% in usage with 254 clients this year. And she explained that the focus now is going to be one of the main focuses of raising money to give towards transportation. As we all know, Yeah, but live in a beautiful area, but can be very isolating. And for older people, sometimes have to give up their cars, can't drive anymore. It's very hard to get to doctor's appointments or shopping or whatever. And so they're going to really focus on that. And they had a they're raising money a fund the cause for transportation, and there'll be little you can sort of get a little ticket for, if you need a one day ride to someplace. So it's all going to be very interesting. And it was very well attended and very well supported. And again, it's one of those organizations that makes the Northwest Corner what it is. So I hope it continues and to be successful.
Fills the need, and unfortunately, in the Northwest Corner, we're just getting older and older, and not so much young anymore.
Very much so. And
Oh, I
this,
don't know if I can make it through the show. Come on, guys.
well, it's nice. And in disclosure, I have to say, my wife works for the chore service,
Right.
as for
Oh, well,
many
then
years,
you've,
but
so
they
you
provide.
know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
Yes.
I know very well, and it's important to people that they can stay in their home, and a lot of times these are people, they don't need, critical assistance like a nursing home or anything, but
Right.
doing that day to day is rough, as we all know. As we experience, our bodies get a little less here, a little less there, and it's just a
It's
great
not
thing
just
to have somebody who can come in and help out and do shopping and these kind of things. And I know that she has had a lot of clients who have been very happy with her. And a lot of times too, I'll say this, the clients tend to attach themselves to their, I'll call them a caregiver, like they're
right.
part of the family. It's the
Of
service they
course.
offer is really fantastic, and
I
it's
bet
part of
she's developed friendships with
oh
these people. Yeah.
absolutely,
Yeah.
and friendships where occasionally you have the one that unfortunately passes away, and
Right.
it becomes a sad time for the person that works for them as well, because
Exactly.
yeah,
Yeah.
they've bonded, they've made a relationship, and that's one of the sides of chore service sometimes people don't talk about openly, but it is an important part, because a lot of times out here, as you noted, transportation, it's hard. It's hard to live around here without transportation, but without it, you're all alone there, and at least looking forward to that person that comes in once a week or a couple of days a week to see you, and sometimes its visit is an important part of it, so.
Exactly, the socialization. That's I
Yeah.
interviewed one chore worker who was there, and she said she's a retired teacher, and she said this has been just so rewarding for her. She's developed these friendships and people she looks forward to going, and her clients look forward to having her come. I mean, it's a very worthwhile, and I'm glad to hear your wife works there. It's great. Yeah.
Many, 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 many years.
Well, good for her. Yeah, good, good. Looking ahead, I don't know about you, Mike. I don't have much in the coming week. It looks light to me.
Well, across the three states, I do have quite a bit, so it's
Yeah, well, I'm focused only in Connecticut, so it's
yeah, no, I
a
know, yeah.
light one. But further down the road, just so people know, on July 3rd is Let Them Eat Cake at the Sharon Historical Society. So you get your tickets if you're interested. The cakes are magnificent that come in, and of course the prices they get are really something, but
They're
well worth
auctioned,
it.
right? To benefit the Historical Society?
Yeah.
Is that what
So
happened? So,
yes, they
yeah.
auction them off, and they're beautiful works of art, and it raises money for the society. So that's on July 3rd. July 4th, I think every town must be having something for the 250th parades and demonstrations and picnics, and I'm sure people should check their local websites and see what's going on there.
Yeah, everybody's having like the usual, but it's enhanced with a few more things going on in each town. So
Yeah.
that's something to look for. Just quickly, in your particular coverage area, Cornwall is having their town picnic on Tuesday at
Okay.
the Hammond Town Beach. That'll be at 6 o'clock Tuesday evening, the 23rd. Another one I saw from your area or your coverage range, if you will. It's let me come back to it here. Oh, the Ellsworth Cemetery Association, they're having a 250th birthday guided tour of the burial grounds on Saturday the 27th, and that's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. They're inviting people to come and picnic and all other things, and also they have, of course, Peter Vermilier coming to talk about history here.
Oh, really? Oh,
Yeah.
that's the 27th?
That's the 27th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Ellsworth Burial Grounds.
Oh, thank you. I didn't know about that one. That sounds interesting. Good.
Yeah, no, there's always stuff. Sometimes you got to dig for it, but
Yeah,
I become
true.
good at rooting around like a pig, you know, just
The thing tonight is when?
tonight. No, Tuesday is the Cornwall Town Picnic tomorrow night. Oh, you're right.
Oh,
Sorry.
tonight.
Good night. That's right. That is at the Hammondtown Beach from 6 to 8 p.m. And they encourage you to, they will have a lifeguard on duty, by the way, so people know that. And the Cornwall Ag Commission is providing prepackaged ice cream.
Oh, good. Sounds good. We're into summer, folks. Yeah.
That's right. Into summer. Oh, and also too, they're going to have a shuttle for people that need a ride back and forth to the beach too. You would
Speaking of
contact.
transportation,
Yes,
yes.
speaking of transportation, cornwallparkrec.org is the place for the information.
Great. Good. Very good.
There we go.
Well, in
Okay.
that case, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to say this has been. Now, first I'm going to say thank you, and then I am going to say this has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's rambling, roving, adventurous, intrepid, enthusiastic reporter on Robin Hood Radio.